Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our legal expert, attorney Paul Cambria, is joining us live this morning. And to start, at least, we're looking specifically, Paul, at this case of Robbie De Niro, the Orchard Park gym owner who's defying COVID restrictions. He's not trying to reopen his gym, but he's defying health laws with protests. How do you see this?
Well, again, you know, there are orders put out as far as how many people you can have and how they should act, masks and so on. And, you know, this is a mixed situation here because we have a protest and we've seen a lot of those and we haven't seen a lot of regulation of those. And on the other hand, you know, we have a gym facility, but they weren't actually, you know, engaging in that kind of activity. So I think there's, you know, this is going to be an interesting case as to how it's defended. I can tell you that there are a number of individuals who are about to launch another challenge at the governor's orders, and that'll probably be happening this coming week. You know, individuals are saying, well, how can you have Walmarts and grocery stores open, and on the other hand, you know, you can't have a restaurant with a table of four distanced and so on. You know, there needs to be some rationale here. And we're getting to a point where the question is whether there's some arbitrary, if you will, orders being made and how they're affecting people. I mean, they're actually putting businesses out of business. And so it's getting, you know, to a point where it's very serious. So I think he has an interesting defense because he's going to say that he was assembling and protesting the government, which is a First Amendment guaranteed event. And on the other hand, there'll be a question as to whether or not the fine they're trying to impose is excessive. I mean, there are a lot of mixed questions here of fact and law.
You know, I'm wondering because the gym's owner is calling these gatherings a protest. And does that matter, the verbiage there, a protest versus if it was just a meeting or a gathering of some other sorts on his property? Isn't a protest, no matter where it occurs, you know, protected under the First Amendment?
Well, that's exactly what the defense is going to be. And in addition to an excessive fine, but that's true. There's a First Amendment right to assemble peaceably and to protest actions of your government, and that's exactly what he was doing. And so First Amendment rules are going to apply, and they are stricter. You know, you've seen two cases that I'd handled where we were able to get injunctions based on violations of the First Amendment. So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting case, but this isn't, you know, the only one. As I say, there are going to be a number of lawsuits filed this coming week challenging all of this. You know, people are in desperate situations.
Are these lawsuits going to be individual lawsuits, or do you hear anything about a class action?
No, it's, you know, class action is not the way to go because it just takes longer. But a number of people can join together and be plaintiffs and challenge, which is exactly what's going to be happening soon. There are a number of businesses that are going to challenge the authority of the governor to impose some of these edicts, if you will, and the duration of them, whether or not they're arbitrary and capricious, whether they make sense, given some others that are out there. Like I said, the you know, places like Walmart and supermarkets and so on. You're talking hundreds, if not thousands, of people being in an enclosed place, touching things and all the rest of it. Then on the other hand, you can't have a, you know, four people dining inside. So there'll be some challenges. And this is when we call upon the courts to stand up and be counted.
You mentioned the challenging of the governor's authority to do some of these orders, but the lawsuits can also, you know, open up some other things. Even those looking for information, you know, going back to when gyms filed the class action lawsuit, they were looking for the data behind, you know, why gyms are supposedly more dangerous than other businesses or how they would contribute to the spread. They asked for that, and instead of, you know, it going forward in court, it was, you know, a week later where the state said, okay, gyms will be able to open. Is that something you're telling businesses, that, you know, this doesn't have to move all the way forward into a courtroom to maybe get the result that you need?
Well, you still have to file a lawsuit, ask for information. I mean, look at the Sportsman's Lounge situation that I handled. I challenged whether or not the doctors' submissions in that case were valid, because they had no experience and professed no experience at hospitality, if you will, the ins and outs of the restaurant business and the entertainment business. And the court took notice of that and said, look, they might be medical experts, but they have no expertise in saying things like, well, you know, here's what's going to happen in the restaurant. When you don't have a basis to know the restaurant business. And there are people who are going to challenge some of these, you know, accusations that have been made. And, that's a legitimate thing to do. And, you know, the time has come for courts to not just say, oh, it's okay, you know, the state, they've been relying, the federal courts especially have been relying on this old 1906 Supreme Court case saying, well, we're going to defer to the state. The time has come to analyze what they're saying and whether it's rational and whether or not it should be upheld or curtailed. And like I say, this is the time we need the courts. We need them to be strong.
Paul, so far he's been slapped with a $15,000 fine. If he continues to hold protests, is he looking at more fines? What about his license to operate?
Well, again, you know, I'm sure they're trying to make an example out of him. It seems to me if he follows the safety regulations, he can have all the protests he wants. But that's what they have to do. And apparently there, you know, the accusation is nobody had any masks on, there were too many people, you know, things like that. That's, you know, that'll be a problem. But again, you have the opportunity to challenge the validity of the order in the first place. I mean, think about this. Most of the orders that we have, meaning laws, are passed by legislatures. Legislatures have a lot of representatives elected all over the state. Here, we basically have a bunch of mini laws being imposed by one person. And not through the legislative process. And clearly that's an issue, and that's something that has to be, you know, analyzed by the courts. And what's happening is every time you challenge one of these, you know, they come in and say, oh, well, people are dying. Okay, that might be so. But still the laws have to make sense, and they have to be based on logic. They have to be based on facts. They have to be based on science. And it's time that, you know, that analysis happens.
Speaking with Attorney Paul Cambria on WBEN Buffalo, you know, Paul, you mentioned within the next week, you kind of expect to see a lot more of these lawsuits filed. Do you expect soon then that we will either see the data or the state will be, you know, asked by a court to produce the data that we hear the governor mention? A lot that, you know, it's gyms, it's indoor dining, it's this or it's that contributes to the spread. Is that data that the state could be compelled to produce?
Yeah, the courts obviously have the ability to order that, to order hearings, to have factual hearings, to challenge you know, some of these statements that are being made. I mean, it's easy to walk down the street and have people just say, gee, I don't get it. You know, how can you not have, you know, X number of people in an enclosed small area, et cetera, but you can have these massive gatherings? Again, you know, the Walmarts, the department stores, the supermarkets, you know, there has to be some logic to this, because a number of places are basically going out of business. And we, you know, we need the courts to get involved.
Paul, if you were advising Robbie DeNiro, would you tell him to continue the protest but follow the safety regulation, wear the masks?
Yeah, I definitely follow the safety regulations, but on the other hand, challenge the safety regulations as well. I mean, that, you know, you can't take matters into your own hands, so to speak. What you have to do is go through the legal process. That's the way to go. We have to rely on the courts. We have to rely on the system and systematically challenge these and come up with, you know, regulations that make sense, but they're not overbroad.
Paul, we appreciate the analysis. As always, enjoy the holiday. That's Paul Cambria, attorney, joining us live.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.